Good morning, Rick Tim, Chayodim, Haklam, and Bob, Simon Yud Aleph. Just want to share with you a few thoughts on what we mentioned. So, in my years in Tells, when Paishal Shudas, the Rashivas would eat with the Bachar in the dining room, or during the meals over Shabbos, many times the Rashivas would eat with the Bachar. And when they would bench, they would never say Rishus HaKohanim. And there always were Bacharim who would wonder, like, what's the pshat? Why aren't they saying Rishus HaKohanim? Isn't there a lachiyah that says Rishus HaKohanim? So, again, just to clarify, so the Gemara Megillah says that if a Talmid Chacham gives the precedence to for benching to a Kohen who's an Am Oretz, so he's considered goes under the umbrella of the following statement: all those who cause people to hate me love death, because the Torah is the most chashuv thing, and here this person is a tremendous Talmid Chacham, and he's lowering himself in front of this Am Oretz who's a Kohen. So in a certain sense, he's making the Torah not respected, and not almost the language of hated. The Torah is not so valuable, it's not so important, because you see that even the big Talmid Chacham is lowered in front of the presence of this Am Oretz Kohen. So he's being masniya Torah, he's making Torah not valued properly, and that is by doing so, the Talmid Chacham is taking upon himself a death sentence. So that the Gadol, the Talmid Chacham Gadol, should be asking Meshusim the Kohanim, would be actually be considered a bizoyan to the Torah and lowering the cheshivas of Torah in people's eyes, which is inappropriate. We had a maaseh here that one time a rav in a shul did that. He did not say Rishus HaKohanim. One of the balabatim afterwards said to me, my rav is like so not knowledgeable, he doesn't know that you have to ask Rishus from the Kohanim. I said, why don't you ask him? Maybe he'll explain to you why he didn't do so. Oh, I don't want to insult him by pointing out that he did something wrong. I said, no, maybe he did something right, and you need to learn, understand what he's doing. Okay. Now, the Kohen has the right to be mevater. He doesn't have to lead the benching. It's just the idea that we're supposed to offer to him. Now, why aren't people necessarily makbid to really ask the Kohen, etc.? So some suggest that nowadays we don't have a real clear yichus kahuna for people. It's a question. But alternatively, we already pointed out that the Balabais has a mitzvah to be makdim the Kohen. That's the Balabais' mitzvah. The Kohen doesn't have a right to demand it. So if there's a Balabais there, so there's no need to say Rishus HaKohanim, it's up to the Balabais to decide who he wants to give benching to. And he might decide to give it to somebody else. And when the Kohen joins the meal, he's joining it with that understanding. Okay. Now, the Magen Avraham says that this halacha of areach, accepting the bracha, etc., only applies when you're being mevarech al hakayis. So this chiyuv of the areach, giving a bracha to the Baal HaBayis, only applies when you're being mevarech al hakayis. And when there's no kayis, it doesn't apply anymore. Therefore, the areach says, I don't want to leave benching. If there's no kayis, that's okay. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down. The Shaar HaTzion, this is in Siman Reish Aleph, and the Shaar HaTzion, and Sivkot and Tesvav says, I don't know where he gets that from. Why shouldn't the Areach give a bracha to the Baal HaBayis, even when there's no kais? And then when he refuses, he's refusing to give a bracha to a member of Klal Yisro, which creates this backlash against him. So he says, maybe this inyan only applies in the world of Kershal Bracha. That we know that the giving the praise to Hashem is always said over a kais. So when you're sitting with the kais over here, and you're saying praise to Hashem, and then you add in a special bracha for the Baal HaBayis, that's when you have a chiyuv to say this bracha. But otherwise, you don't have the chiyuv to say the bracha, because it's not the same level of praise which would require you to say a bracha for the Baal HaBayis as well. And maybe that's understanding, because the language of the Moras is mishanos on the kais. When you're given the reich was given a kais and refuses it, so we have this issue of being mekarta yomav. His days are shortened. So there's no chiyuv to say berachos areach without a kais, but a person can say berachos areach without a kais if he so wishes. Similarly, nowadays each person is saying the bracha to himself. Each person can say berachos areach if they wish, even though they're not the one who's leading the benching. But according to the Magen Avraham, that in a case where there are you're benching on a kais, then the Ikar Din Birchas Arech applies to the one who's saying the bracha on the kais. Everybody else should really be should listen to him and say amen. Now, where is the appropriate place to say Birchas Arech? In Din of the Gemara, with all of these psukim which we just say after Al Yechasreinu, all the harachamans were not said. So it should be said immediately after Ayachas Reino, which is the minute the Brisker Rav held it, that that's the proper time to say it. It's a din of the Gemara to say Birchas Arech. It's part of benching and should be said as an extension of benching. But many people say it later on during the Rachamans. And what's that about? And we will leave that for the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.